Lonely Blue Boy, the audiobook, written by Jeffrey Feltman, narrated by Jeffrey Feltman and Mike Nelson, with a special appearance by Lexi K. of the Top Hat Owls. A large fire is burning as four firefighters move closer and then open the nozzle to put out the fire. With 250 gallons per minute of water flowing, it takes all the strength of the four firefighters to keep the hose from getting out of control. Following the 200 feet of hose that is laid back to the fire engine, the reflection of the emergency lights come into view, and the roar of the fire engine is getting louder, as I am with another firefighter at the pump panel.
Engine 11. Fire is out. You can shut down your hose line.
The young firefighter throttles the engine down and closes the gate valve to shut off the flow of water.
Good job, rookie. Now let's wrap everything up and get back to the fire hall.
My name is Danny Holloway, and I am the current training officer for this volunteer fire department. Everyone on the fire department is helping put everything away after the drill, except Kelly, the former training officer, and his clique of friends. They seem to always disappear when it's time to clean up and put all the equipment away. At the fire hall, the chief critiques the drill and excuses all the firefighters for the night.
Hey, rookie, I think you did so good at drill, we'll let you buy the first round up at the watering hole.
The rookie, with a smiling smirk, nods his head positively. Up at the watering hole, a handful of firefighters are having drinks and talking along with the retired fire chief. He likes to meet up with the guys after fire drills and meetings and keep up with whatever is going on. The retired fire chief is sharing old stories about the department while playing pull tabs. Then he wins big.
Well, look at here. I won $200 by the guys around on me.
Yeah,
good job. Oh, I almost forgot. I have some liver pate in my pickup. I'll go out and get it.
Everyone cheers some more, except for the rookie with a sour look on his face.
Liver pate?
I run out to my pickup and get the pate and some crackers. I also go in the glove box to put my concealed weapon on, since it is a no-no to have it on while on fire department time. I also see some extra fire department bumper stickers that I have, so I grab a few of them to give to the rookie. I get back in the bar and barely get in the door before the firefighters start fighting for the pâté like a hungry pack of wolves. I fix some pâté and crackers up for the rookie and give it to him.
Here you go. Try some of this. It'll put some real hair on your chest.
The rookie closes his eyes as everyone watches and takes a bite.
That's better than I thought.
Well, next time I'll bring in some tiger meat for you to try.
What's tiger meat?
It's raw ground sirloin with raw egg, onion, heavy cream, salt and pepper mixed in the right portions.
And you eat it raw?
You betcha. Oh, by the way, I have a few fire department bumper stickers for you. Now that doesn't mean you can drive like a madman or it's a get-out-of-jail-free card. You still have to abide by the laws. And if you have been drinking, you better think twice about coming to a call.
I thought being a firefighter gives you a little advantage.
Maybe in the good old days, but not anymore.
Sounds good. Thanks for the stickers. Wow, these are nice.
The evening carries on with fire department stories being shared with the rookie, and before I know it, the end of the night is here. I go to my pickup, which I use for work, as I am self-employed, jack-of-all-trades kind of guy, and drive myself to my house, which is also a small hobby farm. I get out of my truck and see the neighbor's dog taking a crap on my lawn like it often does. I take out my concealed weapon and point it at the dog and yell, "Bang!" knowing that I should not discharge my weapon and kill the dog, even though I would like to. So I just chase the dog out of my yard yelling softly, if that's even possible with a few drinks under my belt. Even my horses were looking at me like I was goofy. After that comical event, I quietly go in the house,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?